Read from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written, that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. They were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord. There's once a man who died very early in the morning. It was about 2:30. And he went before St. Peter and said, "Let me in. I want to go to heaven to be with the Lord." And the man said, "It's too early. Come back later." But the man insisted and said, "I want to go to heaven." Peter says, "Come back later. I want to go to heaven." So he says, Peter says, "Okay, you have to pass a test. You have to pass these three questions. If you pass them, we'll let you in. So I'm going to ask these questions to see if you'll be able to respond to these questions. Are you listening?" Okay, the first question he asked was, "Can you name the 2 days of the week that began with T?" He said, "Well, okay, today and tomorrow." Okay? Okay. So Peter said, I'll let that fly. The next question is this. Are you ready? "How many seconds in the year?" Whoa. He said, that's an easy one. 12. January 2nd, February 2nd, March 2nd. But here's the clincher now. If you can answer this, you can come to heaven. What is God's name? That's easy. Howard. What? "Our Father who art in heaven, Howard be thy name." I don't think any of you passed. So this is a feast day of great joy in which we think, like this man, we really want to go to heaven, okay? And even if we have to pass more difficult tests, it's worth the effort, isn't it? We have to make it to heaven. So every time we celebrate the Ascension, probably every priest has his own focus, but I like to talk about heaven and how we can get to heaven. So I'd like to give you 5 suggestions. Are you ready? Okay, number one is this. Mortal enemy number one is mortal sin. Amen? Mortal enemy number one is mortal sin. One of my favorite saints, I read his life when I was 13 years old. The first saint I read when I was a teenager was the life of Dominic Savio. You've heard of him, I think, right? Saint Dominic Savio. His communion, his first communion, he had three proposals. One, Jesus will be my best friend. Number two, I will prepare myself to celebrate the liturgical feast day of the Lord. And his third was death rather than sin. That was Saint Dominic Savio. So if we want to get to heaven, we have to try to say no to sin. And every time you're tempted to commit a sin, if you say no to the temptation, you're saying yes to the love of God. Amen? Amen. Number two. Prayer. If you were to given permission from God to make two interviews tonight, you're able to go to hell and to heaven and to make an interview. And this would be the question and interview. Those in hell. By the way, why are you in hell? Every person in hell would say this. I'm here because I did not pray, or I prayed poorly. Let's go up to heaven now. If you were to ask all the inhabitants of heaven, why are you here? Because I prayed well. Listen to Augustine. St. Augustine says this, he who prays well, lives well. He who lives well, dies well. He who dies well, all is well. Amen? Like that one? He who prays well, lives well. He who lives well, dies well. He who dies well, all is well. So if you people, starting today, on the ascension of our Lord in heaven, if you make a decision, starting today, I make the proposal. Every day to pray a little bit more and a little bit better, you're going to go to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Number three. Jesus says you have to die so that you can live. Sounds paradoxical, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds like a paradox, a contradiction in terms. But it's true. You have to die to be able to live. How do you die to be able to live? By going to confession. Did you know when you go to confession, you're dying? Dying to what? You're dying to sin. So a good confession is one of the best ways to prepare ourselves to go to heaven. We're dying to sin. That's why Saint Augustine says every good confession is a Lazarus experience. What happened to Lazarus? Jesus went to the tomb, and he was dead for 4 days, and said, Lazarus, come out! And the man that was dead for 4 days came out of the tomb alive. Every time someone goes into the confessional and goes out, he's dying so that he can live in the state of grace. Amen? Number four. Number four. Let me tell you an interesting experience. About 2.5 years ago, my father died. And that's very close to my father. I actually have his name. His father was senior, junior, I'm the third. When he was getting very sick, my mother brought the priest to the house and received the Eucharist, confession, and the anointing of the sick. Then the following day, he was very, very sick. And my mother rushed to the church. She brought my father Holy Communion. He received Holy Communion. They rushed him to the emergency room, and he died 3 hours after that. How beautiful that his wife, my mother, gave my dad his last meal. His last meal was Holy Communion. What a beautiful way to say goodbye to your spouse after 62 years, right? Beautiful way. It brings me tears because of the loss of my father, but it gives me tears because what a beautiful way to die. Receiving Holy Communion from the hands of his wife. What does Jesus say? I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood, can you finish it? And I will raise him up on the last day. So if you receive Holy Communion frequently, fervently, with faith, Jesus promises you heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So number five, being an oblate of the Virgin Mary, you know what I'm going to say. You know us by now. You know what I'm going to say. You're with the oblates. What am I going to say? If you want to go to heaven, love the Blessed Virgin Mary. Love Mary. On most days, I prepare myself to die at least 150 times every day. Every day. I prepare myself about 150 times every day to die. You're going to say, wow, Father, that sounds somewhat eerie, somewhat macabre, somewhat apocalyptic. Why are you doing that? Because I want to go to heaven. How do I prepare myself 150 times a day? Because they say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners when? Amen. Every time you pray the rosary, you're preparing yourself 50 times to die in the state of grace. So my intention in this Mass, among many, will be for all of you people. I pray that all of you, starting today, will live very holy lives and die very holy deaths, so that all of you one day will be a jewel in the crown of Mary to contemplate the Blessed Trinity for all eternity. Amen. Señor, esté con vosotros.